South Pacific Muscle. Today we have truly got a South Pacific crew on. I don't think we've ever had this many people on the show, so really awesome. We've got the big boys from Poly Heavy Hitters up in Auckland, so welcome on board, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure. Hey, before we kick off, I'll get you guys just to introduce yourselves and tell us a bit about your history and your lifting and where you came from.
Yep, sweet. That's great.
That's great. My name is Tissy. I used to play footy. I just got into play footy, so just got into lifting. Just a bunch of boys that I used to train footy together with. We just stopped playing footy and we just carried on the gym life and met with just my in-law here, Jerome. He just slowly, he's got a strongman background and just something to replace rugby. I got into a bit of strongman. And did a novice last year. And now I've just linked up with Ayan also here. Is Terry. So I'm just doing up powerlifting at the moment. And comp on June. And then we just kind of linked up together. That is pretty much my background.
Nice. My name's T. I'm the youngest of the Poly Heavy Hitters. I'm Samoan. 685, baby. I'm Samoan, and I started powerlifting now for about, a year and a half now. And doing pretty good.
You are going very, very good, bro.
Everything all right? Happy to be part of the boys group. So I'm not sort of to be in the party events, but just happy that I jumped on with the boys, and these guys helped me a lot with training and sort of just being like older brothers to me. And got a big vision for the boys and riding the wave, man, and swings.
What's up, everybody? My name is Christian. Born and raised here, Mangere. Samoan descent. I guess my background is just sports and overall. Never been the best at all of them, but just always had a go at everything. Just enjoying my lifting with the boys. Been competing in strongman the last maybe year and a half as well. That's me.
Hey, everyone. Name's Johnny. I'm a PGN. Came to New Zealand in 2005 for Wesley College, 06. Then played a bit of footy, a bit of work. And then just 2 years ago, I started back up lifting. And 5 months into strongman, did 2 comps. New Zealand Open, competed last week with Cole Wolf, Matt Ragg, Sean Rogan. That was overwhelming. It's pretty good. Came 7th. So,
well done, bro.
Had kids and thought that's it, you know, that's life. But, you know, came back, something to do, you know. Hopefully I inspire our people, you know. There's other things apart than just rugby. That's it.
Hi, my name is Jared. Born and raised in Rotorua. Been lifting for quite a few years. Probably been lifting serious for maybe 3 years, 3 years plus. Gotten into strongman. Kind of lost the buzz, to be honest. Because of the whole COVID thing, I was supposed to head up into Arnold's for the amateurs, but because of the COVID, it got cancelled and just keep getting postponed. But happy to do a few comps, but the whole reason why we started this group was to try and inspire you know, the Pali people, you know, like what Johnny said, it's not, everyone's mostly into rugby, league, but, you know, there's a lot of strong Polis out there, you know what I mean? Especially like with T, you know, he could have went with league, but he chose all weightlifting, so he's doing well. But yeah, thanks for having us.
My name's Tony. I grew up in Tonga. Stay from Tonga. So much of my coconut trees. So I came last year from Tonga and met up with these guys and got into gym. Yeah, so I haven't done a powerlifting or any strongman yet. I'm looking at going on this year.
Awesome. Yeah, hey man, when you said this, I think Jerem, you made the statement, you said there's some strong poly boys out there. I think that's probably the understatement of the year, bro. There are some phenomenal athletes. Like when you go around, you know, some of our areas where we have high Polynesian Maori populations, I'm just sitting there going, that guy, get him in a strongman comp. And it's really phenomenal. Like, it's just, I think, you know, our Polynesian population is, they're almost like the Icelandic of the Pacific, you know, they're such big, strong guys naturally. And my old training partner, I don't know if you guys know Sam Magale from, he did New Zealand's Strongest Man for many years. And I remember training and he said, how much do you weigh? And I said, 110 kilos. And he looked at me and just cracked up laughing. And I was like, what? And he said, I haven't weighed that since I was 8 years old. And I said, well, what do you weigh? And he said, about 210. And then I said, and he goes, but I was 230 before I started training. And I went, 230? I've never even heard of that. And he said, well, I'm kind of lying. He said, the scale stopped at 230. I was probably 250. And, you know, he was just a phenomenal athlete and just so much raw talent. And I'm starting to see it coming through in the gym. And I guess you guys, you know, you've got a crew together now that I've got to say it, bro. Just when I see you all there, the last time I saw a group of guys that big was when I saw Booyah Tribe play in Auckland, you know. but really cool to see you guys pulling a team together and lifting. So does someone want to talk to us about what the aims of Poly Heavy Hitters are and what are some of the things that we're trying to achieve there?
I think like just what Jerem was saying, it's just something that us Poly, like how you were just saying as well, because I'm from Polynesian out there, apart from playing rugby and league, there's another pathway where we could take. As you can see, like what Jerem was saying about, he here is very young, he's the youngest in the team. We've got a lot of natural strong guys out there. But I think just what Jerem was saying pretty much covered. We just want to encourage our people to, there's something, you know, out there, not just putting in.
You guys give the opportunity for if you get some more Polynesian guys in training and give them another pathway or another vehicle apart from rugby and league, it sort of helps to keep them healthy, prevent some of those sort of obesity and cardiovascular issues that you stereotypically get with Polynesians who are inactive. So is that kind of one of the aims, to kind of give guys something else to do other than rugby but keep them active?
Yeah, that's definitely something, you know, we're trying to drive. You know, we've had a lot of young fellas approach us, asking us if they can come, you know, come join us and train. But, you know, most of them always say that they don't want to slow us down when they come, you know, come to the gym with us. But we told them, you know, come through. You guys will enjoy it. We'll just, you know, put you on the side, show you how to do things, you know, show them techniques on how we do it. Just make sure they're doing the right form and stuff like that.
How do you structure it when you've got big groups of people? Do you have like half a dozen of you guys training together? You train in smaller groups, or how do you structure the sessions?
For us, because there's 10 of us in the poly heavy hitters. So when we train as a group, and if there is all 10 of us that are training, we just all train one thing at a time. So if we're doing deadlifts, it's just one bar. But the height, the support from all the boys, just the surrounding itself, I guess, man, you just can't lift like that when you're by yourself.
Well, you know, if we get young Polynesians in, would like to share knowledge on how to do things, you know, once they get knowledge, they can get better with things, you know, on how to lift, how to push, how to breathe. Because as a young person myself, when I grew up, I go to the gym and just do whatever you want to do. You know what I mean? Without knowledge. But as I'm older now, you know, you kind of know what to do, how to grab the bar, how to pull, how to squat. And if you know that from my younger age, it'll be better. You know what I mean, eh? So we can teach the young fellas. Because most of those Polynesian kids out there, they lack knowledge for the gym.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Whereabouts are you guys training out of at the moment?
Nation Fitness, is our home.
Yeah, our home gym is Nation Fitness. That's where we started. Basically, you know, I think there was a little bit of us, not all of us now, but, you know, we were just lifting, and then we just got the name Heavy Hitter, Heavy Hitters, sorry. And then we just added the poly into it. But, yeah, that's how we basically started. But, yeah, we're from the Legion Fitness gym in Udahu.
That's a really good gym. It's a really good gym from what I've seen. Lots of heavy gear in there.
Yeah. It used to be David Shepherd's. Dale Shepherd.
I know him well.
He's crazy.
Well, it's that time.
We won't go there. Hey, what we might do is bring up your Instagram and we'll have a look at some stuff and just feel free to jump in and talk about what we can see. So I'm gonna bring that up now. All right, guys. So for all you people that want to follow some amazing lifting, and there's some phenomenal stuff on here. Poly Heavy Hitters on Insta, hit that up. And we'll just do a bit of a stalk through here and have a look. Who designed this for you? This is great, man. That's true.
I got a shout out to one of TC's close friends, Stan from Mastery.
He's our sponsor, because he's one of my mates, the printer. Yep. So we all kind of like just gave him the idea. And we went through a lot of design, but we just didn't want it to be too.
Yeah, that's cool.
Only up to 5XL, though.
But we were just thinking of adding more flags in there to cover all the poly. It was kind of like a rush one because it was towards the end of the year last year. We had a we went to did the Outlaw, if you probably skip up a bit more, the Outlaw Headhunters deadlift competition.
Yep.
Yeah, which Jerome took it up.
What did Jerome did in that?
I pulled 340, so that was a PB.
Nice work. The boys outside Decile One. So they run it. They've been running strongman comps from Decile One lately.
Yep, so we went there and supported this fella here. That's where we came from.
Cameron in New Zealand.
Number one in the heart. We might just bring that up, eh? We'll have a quick, can I see if I can see?
That's pretty much all of us.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Oh, here we go. Is this T, is it? I can't remember.
Yes, this T right there.
Yes, skip through that one, man.
that's the last one, especially.
Yeah, it's NZI.
Woo!
Woo!
Love it.
It's 22 years old right now.
22, man.
22 years old. And what's your total? 892. Holy crap.
I wanted the 900, but just you know, with powerlifting, it's sort of like a chess game.
Yeah.
So my coach sort of just overshot my numbers.
Yeah.
But it's all good. Eh? It's different on the day because you got to put the three lifts together. So kind of pretty tired at the end.
What?
If I'm lucky, Dorian gave me the slap there, man. Almost got knocked out.
Nice. What federation is that? Auckland Powerlifting.
Yeah, that's IPF, yeah.
Is it 350?
Yep.
Oh, you had heaps to spare in that, man. There was another 10 there. Oh, that's awesome, T. That's mean. Love it. See what else we can spot here, eh?
You guys all use a double overhand grip for your deadlifts.
Yeah, hook grip, yeah. So I was having problems with my mixed grip.
Six more.
See that slap there? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That would have flattened most of us. That's gold. Oh, awesome, man. Nice PR, right? That's cool.
Yeah.
The boys. It's just the wider crew.
Oh. And this is just our sponsor in the middle there. Stan. That's our printing and that for our
I'll put them up there so we can have a quick look. Yeah, you know, guys, as I always say, if you guys support support the people that are supporting our people, so Mass Freak Printers, so if anyone wants some printing done, get at them. All right. Ooh, what have I done? I've lost control. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway. Ooh, bit of strong man. Here we go. What comp was this one?
Chris's one. Logan Deadlift.
Oh, static monsters.
Yep.
What did you come again? You went second, eh?
I came second to Stan, so.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So this comp didn't really do any proper training, eh? Because of the lockdowns and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, managed to get some good numbers.
What are you getting overhead here?
On the log, I think I got 140.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love it. Oh, that's awesome, bro. That's awesome. Oh, that's epic, bro. That is epic. Hey, what I think we might do is just hand over to you guys to do a bit of a shout out to all those people that have supported you, because, you know, you're a big crew. You're doing some real positive things, and, you know, I'm following you, and there's going to be a bunch of people that are hopefully going to jump on board and start following you, and we want them to know who supports you so that they can support them as well, because, you know, it's the people behind the scenes that need some recognition. So your turn to have a bit of a shout out to the boys.
I think first and foremost, we thank God for the opportunity just to bless us every day with, you know, enjoying what we're doing, and our families, all our partners that put up with us not being at home, but being at the gym. You know, we train, three, four times a week. So just thank you to our families. Thank you to our brothers at Iron Madness for supporting us as well.
at our gym, Nisha Fitness. That's our main gym, Boasi and the family. Our sponsor, Mastery, Stan. Chris, New Zealand HQ, Strongman HQ for just our Strongman events. Your strength powerlifting gym, where T trains out of, and TC.
And just to everyone that supports us, we've only just come out, not even a year yet, and we've been getting a lot of support. We always tell people, it's you versus you, not you versus other people, you know what I mean? Look in that mirror, and that's the person you should be trying to be with every day. Like I was saying before, we're trying to inspire all our poly people. There's a lot of talented poly people out there, even strong. You go to any time, Mark, you find heaps of them. that's what we're all about. We're all about that poly love and trying to share it out there. But just a big thank you to everyone that supports us.
Awesome, man. Hey, I came across something today, and I did know about it years ago because I used to do a lot of strongman, and I used to really enjoy the stone lifting in there. And my roots are Scottish, so there's a lot of stone lifting from there. But what I didn't realise until only probably 5 or 10 years ago, that in Tahiti they have a traditional stone lifting competition every July. So if anyone's into stone lifting and is keen to go and do some unreal, like, check out our page. We've got something up there, but looks like a cool event. So any of you guys strongman, maybe we send a contingent to Tahiti one day.
That'll be good.
Hey guys, really appreciate you coming on, and I wish you guys all the best in the coming year. And hopefully, we see you guys starting to really make a mark on New Zealand Strongman and New Zealand Powerlifting. And hopefully we get a lot more Polynesian people in that gym and showing us, what they can really do with that talent. Love to see it.
Thanks, man.
Cheers. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, boys.
Awesome, guys. You take care, people.
Thanks, guys.